From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The United States is seeking to reassure Saudi Arabia and other Gulf allies in light of developments suggesting a warming of relations between the U.S. and Iran. Secretary of State John Kerry visited Riyadh Saturday. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins has the story.
As they sat almost shoulder to shoulder in Riyadh, the Saudi foreign minister gave no indication of a rift with the U.S. over Iran.
No, I don't see a coming together of the United States and Iran.
Kerry said the U.S. stood firm with Saudi Arabia and its other Gulf allies.
There is no doubt whatsoever in the minds of the countries make up the GCC that the United States, as we have said many times, will stand with them against any external threat.
In spite of these assurances, Gulf countries could have broader concerns about U.S. policy, say analysts. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Riyadh.
Iranian officials say the country's flagship airline will finalize a deal to purchase 114 jets from Airbus when President Hassan Rouhani visits France on Wednesday. Iranian media quoted Transport Minister Abbas Akhundi saying Iran Air and Airbus will sign the agreement. Akhundi has not given any specific terms, including the price of the planes. The cost will run billions of dollars, but Iran badly needs the planes to upgrade its fleet of passenger jets, which were subject to years of sanctions and suffered from a lack of maintenance. The international agreement on the country's nuclear program that went into effect this month removed those barriers. VOA News.